for a day like this when we can celebrate what you have made. It is you who created the nations. It is you who put the differences in people. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Today we celebrate it because we respect what you have done. We respect what means something to you. And we pray that we will be a church that continues to respect diversity and the differences in people and people groups in the name of Jesus. Bless our time together in your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. All right. Please be seated. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Harry, you shocked me this morning. I'm telling you, I don't even know who you are now. Hallelujah. Well, that's very great and excellent. I really enjoyed it. Amen. And it was great to see and hear the choir sing, and especially interesting to hear Zoe singing in G. It's too powerful. Amen. Right. So this morning, it's International Day. International Day is something we do every year. You know, just one day we set aside just to recognize the different nations of the world and the different places where God has allowed us to go and plant churches, and the different people that God has brought from different places to join us. Amen. And today I want to share with you just a little slant to what I've been sharing about being devoted, you know. And this time I'm talking about one of the things that causes us to lose people that God sends to us. Amen. And that thing is prejudice and discrimination in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I'm reading this morning a very simple verse from James chapter 2. James chapter 2. And I just want to read it from several versions of the Bible that I happen to have. Hallelujah. So I'm reading James chapter 2. James chapter 2. And from verse 1, he says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, is there any brother with a gold ring this morning? A man with a gold ring. And there come, it says, a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel. That means nicely dressed, like Harry was dressed this morning. Hallelujah. You also have a gold ring, Harry. Something close. Wow. Who are the people who have the gold rings? Show me your gold ring. Where's the brother who has a gold ring? No, Kwesi, what ring do you have? You're not sure. Oh, he finally told the truth about where he got the ring. You bought it for him. She says it's gold. You better believe it. Hallelujah. You never know what you're wearing, you know. Hallelujah. Then he says, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, you know, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible is telling us this morning. Let me read another version of the same scripture. He says, my brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism. You know, for if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothes, and there also comes in a man in dirty clothes, and you pay special attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes and say, you sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down by my footstool. Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? Hallelujah. Is it powerful? The word of God is very, very powerful. Let me read a couple more. It says, my brethren and my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus must not show favoritism. Do you see? Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here is a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Then one more. My brethren, my brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, you know, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or else sit on the floor. Well, doesn't this show discrimination, or doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Do you see? Then the last one says, my brethren, pay no regard or show no prejudice or partiality. Do not attempt to hold and practice the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, together with snobbery. For if a person comes into your congregation whose hands are adorned with gold rings and who is wearing splendid apparel, and also a man in shabby clothes comes in, and you pay special attention to the one who wears the splendid clothes and say to him, sit here in this preferable seat, while you tell the poor man, stand there or sit on the floor at my feet. Are you not discriminating among your own and becoming critics and judges with wrong motives? Hallelujah. Now, these verses are just saying one thing in different ways. Number one, they're saying that different people come to the house of God. Hallelujah. They're saying that the house of God does not belong to any one particular people group. That God draws all kinds of people to his house. In fact, the Bible says, no one can come to the Lord except the Father draws him. Do you understand? That no one can approach God except God draws him. That even when you think you decided to go to church today, you will be amazed that behind what looks like your decision is actually a drawing by God. Do you understand? It's a softening of your heart by God. It's a turning of your attention in a particular direction. The Bible says it is God who makes us willing and able to do of his good pleasure, according to Philippians 2 and 13. Hallelujah. It says, it is God. It says, for it is God. Let me show that verse to you. Come on, please. Go to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, for it is God. For it is God who works in us. It is God which worketh in you. You know, find a verse that doesn't say, a version that doesn't say worketh. You know, just find something that states it very plainly. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Do you think it is God's good pleasure for people to come to church? Right. Then when you find people in church, the Bible says it is God at work. It is God. It's not the people. It is God. It's not you. It is God who is at work in you, who causes you and makes you come near him. Hallelujah. So now when God brings people near him, the Bible is saying that he causes different types of people to come near him. Do you see? So people come to God who belong to different backgrounds, belong to different nationalities, come from different places, have different ways of dressing, have different ways of presenting themselves, have different ways of speaking, have different ways of behaving and carrying themselves. And God has all such people. Hallelujah. God is a God of variety. Can I have an amen? That is the reason why you see that God never makes only one type of anything. Just think of anything that we refer to as nature. Usually, when we say nature, it is often our way of not acknowledging who is behind the real thing. Do you understand? So, another name for God is actually nature, which is what he created and what we have come to accept as natural, out of which we get the word nature. Hallelujah. Now, you see that there is no one type of anything. You talk about a tree, so many types of trees. Then you go to short trees, and there are so many types. Talk about fruits, so many types. Talk about even one particular type of fruit, and then when you go down there, you see that there are so many different types. That is why God never put the nutrients that a human being needs to live in one type of food. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is why a balanced diet or a nutritious meal is never made up of one type of food or one food group. When somebody is eating healthy, it's a little bit of that combined with a little bit of that, combined with a little bit of that, combined with a little bit of that. Now, if you like, just try and say, I'll choose only this type. And just eat only that. Just eat rice. That's all. Just eat rice in the morning, in the evening. Just rice. Plain white rice. And eat that only. And you see what happens to you. Hallelujah. Now, if God has made it that way for nutrition and for sustaining your body, there is a message in there about what it takes to sustain your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? That what it takes to keep you alive and healthy is similar to what it takes to keep your life balanced and as God intends for it to be. And you see that the food groups, the things, they are not substitutes for each other. You know, I was thinking this morning, I remembered one time when we went to a restaurant, and then one of the members of my family, when the guy came to take the orders, then the person looked at the thing and he asked the waiter, "Can I substitute?" He said, "Can I replace my onions with shrimps?" That's what the person said. A certain person. Do you understand? And we all went, "How can you say you want to substitute your onions with shrimps?" So he said, it's a certain person, you know. Yeah, he or she, or even it. You know, so we said, "How can you do that?" Because they are two different things, you know. But the person's question was so outrageous, even the waiter was shocked. He said, "It's possible." "It is possible, you know." And the person said, "Allow me to ask. I just want to ask. Can I, instead of having onions, can I have shrimps in my thing? Can I have shrimps?" I think it was a burger. And he said, "Can I have shrimps in my burger instead of onions?" And the waiter said, "All things are possible to him that believeth." Hallelujah. So you need to understand that the Bible says, do not even attempt. One of the versions I read said, don't even attempt to practice the Christian faith with discrimination. Do you understand? And then he uses how people dress as an illustration. But you and I know that the way people dress often is determined by where they are coming from. So in referring to how people dress, God is saying a bit more than a person's appearance. But he's saying that you shouldn't discriminate against people based on where they are coming from, which causes them to appear the way they appear. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it's a very common thing that you find in the church. And he says that do not do that, because if you do that and you show it in your attitude, in how you treat the people, he says, you say to one person, "Sit here in a good place." Do you see? And you say to another person, "Stand over there." You know, not sit. He says, you stand over there, and to the other person, "Sit here in a good place." Now, most of the time, it's not physical, because in our church, for example, we don't have any place that is the good place and which place is the bad place. Do you understand? But in our hearts, people occupy special places, and then there are other people whom we say to in our hearts, "You stand over there." Do you understand? And it shows in the way we relate with them. It shows in the way and our willingness to flow with them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But the faith in God. God so loved the world. God is the one who created different people. And all around us, you can see, even when we human beings make things, because we are made in the image of God and have a certain nature of God in us, we tend not to make the same thing. Do you understand? We tend to make varieties of the same thing. You know, when we make cars, we don't just make all Nissans. But we make Nissans, and we make Toyotas, and we make Chevys, and we make what? Mercedes, and we make Ferraris, and we make four. You know, and then we try to cater from those who have very ordinary taste buds when it comes to cars. And then we make also to cater for those who have exotic taste buds when it comes to cars. When we make clothes, we don't make just one type. Even when you buy shoes, you don't buy just one type. Do you understand? So it's something in God that keeps seeping through, and it shows in all the things we do. And that is why the Bible says, when we come to church also, we must allow that thing to prevail. Do you understand? We must allow that thing to prevail. Everybody in the church must have a large heart that accommodates different types of people who do things in different ways, who speak in different ways, who act in different ways, who dress in different ways. Everybody must have space in their hearts for such people because they are all the people and children of God. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen? That is why the Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world. Hallelujah. When God created the world, the Bible says he looked at everything he had made and he said, wow, this is good. Every type of person is good. He has made the different people. He has created the different foods. That is why you see in different places, people have different, you know, ways. God has decided that your body needs vitamin A and C, etc. Now, in different places, God has hidden his vitamin A in different things. Do you understand? So no matter where you live in the world, there is vitamin A put in something for you. Something you can find very near you, something you can find very easily, and you still get your vitamin A and you still live. Wow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we must not discriminate against people. We must not look down on people because of their education. We must not look down on people because of the way they speak their English. Do you understand? You should be glad that they can speak. Hallelujah. Accent is just something that helps even to differentiate people. It's one of the things that God has created. Sometimes even the words are the same, but just the way they are pronounced is what makes this person a little different from the other person. But at the end of the day, we are all just people. Can I have an amen? We are all just people. And we are people created by God, and we reflect his nature. That God is not just into one type of anything. Can I have an amen? Amen. He's not just into one type of anything. You look at people, you see people come in different heights. Do you understand? Nobody makes height. You see, sometimes some people, especially people who are very short, sometimes feel bad and they feel like they're deprived or something. But let me tell you something. You should never feel bad about something that you are not responsible for. Or rather, I should say, don't take responsibility for something you didn't create. Do you understand? And which you cannot influence. We are all born as little babies and we all start going up like that. Then some people stop here. Then we continue. Others continue and stop there. Then others continue and they stop there. Then others like him, they are still going. You see, they are still going. They are not even done yet. And they keep going and keep going. That is how God made the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so people who are close to God, when the closer you are to God, the larger your heart for accommodating different types of people. Do you see what I'm saying? One of the definitions of godliness, which is like to be like God, is to be able to accommodate and accept people the way they are and accept different people, hallelujah, that God has created. And include them in your life. Then your life starts to begin to be enriched in a special way. Hallelujah. So he says, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, do not attempt to hold and practice the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, together with snobbery. You know, looking down on people. Looking down on people because of the way they sound. Looking down on people because of the way they dress. Looking down on people because of the way they look. God doesn't want us to do that. God wants us to make everyone feel special. Can I have an amen? Amen. So let me give you some five or so quick ways to make anyone feel special, regardless of where they come from. Can I have an amen? Number one, learn to call people by their names. Amen? Learn to make people feel special by calling them by their names. You can learn someone's name. Amen? Amen. It may not be a name you are used to. You see, we all struggle with a name that is a little different from what we are used to. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes the way we look down on people is how we even respond to their names. Do you see what I'm saying? But a person's name is a label he's wearing or a label she's carrying. Do you understand? And you make people feel special by learning their names, not just referring to them as someone or as people, but learn their names, and the person feels that, oh, I'm also included. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm also included. Now, some names are more complex than others. Some names use more of the alphabet than others. There are 26 of them. So if you can use about four of them, like my name uses about 8 of them, which is good. Still a good, when you take 8 out of 26, what do you get? A good 18, isn't it? 18 left, you can have the rest. Hallelujah. But you should understand that you can learn people's names. Amen. Learn the names and call the people by their name, and you help them to feel special. Can I have an amen? Amen. Number two way you can make people feel special is by smiling at them and looking them in the eye when you relate with them. Amen. Smiling at them and looking them in the eye when you relate with them. Now, I do know that there are some of us who have a natural, smileless face, natural, stern looks. You know, last week I was telling you people who wear eyeglasses sometimes look very stern. Do you understand? But we all can learn how to smile. Smiling is something you can learn. You can learn to arrange the muscles on your face to be pleasant to look at. Are you getting? That is all that smiling is. Smiling is rearrangement of the muscles on your face. But one of the things that's going to help you is to learn to think good and bright thoughts. Because sometimes your thoughts arrange your face. Do you understand? And a constant focus on bad thoughts, a constant focus on unpleasant things can cause you always to have a face that is not pleasant to look at. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is the reason why you need to learn. The Bible says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely. In the world, we all know that there are more things than pure, more things than just, more things than lovely. But God says, choose the positive things and think on these things. Think on these things. Everybody's life is a combination of complexities, things you like, things you don't like, things that make you happy, things that make you sad. Everybody has them on their table. And you need to learn to select the positive things that put a smile on your face. The positive things that help you to and make it easier to smile and make you look and feel pleasant to relate with. Hallelujah. And you will see that a smile will start to break on your face. Hallelujah. Simple formula for smiling. Just open your eyes a little bit and then show your teeth, and smiling is coming. Everybody try it right now. Just open your eyes a little wider and then show your teeth. Not show your teeth as in dentist. The dentist type of show your teeth is without the dilation of the eyes. Do you understand? Yeah, that one you just work. The dentist is only interested in this part. But when someone is coming to you, someone is approaching you, they are trying to relate with you. And the window to you is your eye. Do you understand? Your eye is the window to you. So you need to give the window some good treatment. Do you see? Just like you put nice curtains on the windows in your house or nice blinds, you need also to make this window look a little beautiful by making it a little clearer. So you open your eyes a little bit and then you show your teeth, you see, and then suddenly you start to be nice to relate with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You must practice it. When you go home, stand in front of the mirror and practice it. Because there are many of you, you are good in your heart. But no one can see your heart. Your heart is God's private place that only He looks at. Are you getting what I'm saying? All we can see is your face. So you see people walk past great people and it's not their fault. Because the goodness in you is in your heart. But we as humans have not been gifted with the ability to see someone's heart. The Bible specifically says, man looks on the outward appearance, So if it's a man you are dealing with, if it's a human being you are dealing with, you bet he's going to be looking on the outward appearance. His whole judgment about you is going to be based on what he sees on the outside. And your heart of gold will not be seen by anybody. Sometimes you don't understand, why haven't I been chosen by somebody? If only people could know how good I can be. You are right, my sister, except that they can't see your heart. They can only see your face. And all they see on your face is the stern, uninviting look that has been created by the things on your mind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The thoughts on your mind, the concerns on your mind, the worry on your mind about things you can't even change. That is what is forming the looks on your face, which is driving people away from you in spite of the heart of gold that you have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So learn to smile. Tell somebody, learn to smile. And tell the person, start with me. Try it with me right now. And ask your neighbor, do you like that smile? Yeah, Jean, you are not smiling at her. Smile at Elpak, let's see. Aha. Come on. Yeah. Then give the person a bonus. If bonus is when the smile breaks into laughter. That's just a bonus just for you to have. Can I have an amen? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Number three way to make people feel special, regardless of where they come from, is by being sincere and not exaggerating and flattering them. Do you see what I'm saying? You must be sincere. You must say things to people that you mean. Do you understand? You see, sometimes the way people talk, what they say is so extreme that you can't even believe any of it anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody comes to you and says that, you know, perhaps if you remove the Princess of Wales, the Princess of Wales, isn't that the word? Yeah, the Princess of Wales. If you remove her, I can't think of anybody more beautiful than you. You see, now you're going to the bush. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Yeah. You are exaggerating. Somebody walks up to a lady and says, you know, what is an angel like you doing on earth? Are angels on strike in heaven or what? What are you doing here? You see, yeah. Forever is a long time, and that's how long I plan to love you. See, did I tell you about the brother who walked up to a lady and just... Then he just closed his lips. Beautiful beyond description. Yeah. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. What are you talking about? So you can't be believed. Do you understand? Yeah. Because we may be beautiful, but we're not children. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So do not exaggerate. In fact, sometimes when you exaggerate like that, people feel you're laughing at them. If you're not careful, they'll curse you in the hearts. Hallelujah. So learn to say what you mean. Amen? Amen. Learn to mean what you say. Say what you mean and mean what you say. In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 24, look at this verse. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 24. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 24. It says, he that saith to the wicked. He says, he who says to the wicked, you are righteous. Peoples will curse him and nations will abhor him. Hallelujah. A person who says to a wicked person, you are righteous, just to sound good to the person, he says that you'll be cursed. Hallelujah. Number four, make people feel special by looking for good qualities in them. Amen. Make people look special by looking for good qualities in them. Everyone has good and bad qualities. Is it not true? Everyone has something they are very good at and something they struggle with. Everyone has that. If you want to build meaningful relationships with people, you must learn to focus on the good things. Amen. You must learn to build your focus around good things. Remember, the Bible says the things that are pure, the things that are just, the things that are praiseworthy. You understand? It says, if there be any praise, think on such things about a person. Hallelujah. So we need to learn to look at the good things in people and focus on them. Don't focus on the bad things or the things they don't do well, the things you don't like about them, but stay with the things you like about them, and you're bound to have a good relationship with the person. Amen. Then number five, make people feel special by giving general compliments. Hallelujah. Yeah. It makes everyone feel good when you receive a compliment from someone, isn't it? Yeah. So, and compliments are simply communicating how you feel inside. You know, the positive feeling that you have when you meet someone, like it's good to see you. It is true that it's good to see you. For many people, it is good to and feels good to see them. Is it not true? Can you not look at somebody or look for someone around this room, you know, that you feel good when you see? Is it not true? Is there anybody like that? Yeah. You know, KK, I understand that you feel good when you see Akwete, but I'm talking about, I mean, I understand it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. There must be a good feeling when you see people, when we all have it. Do you understand? So we must always learn to say those things. I thank God for your life. Of course, if you've been a blessing to me, I must be grateful to God for your life. What do you think? Yeah. You are a real blessing. It's a good thing to tell someone. Why not? The person gives you a ride every day to work or even to church. Are they not a blessing? If that's not a blessing, what is a blessing? If it wasn't for that person, you wouldn't be in church today. That is a blessing, and you need to be grateful for it. Can I have an amen? So learn to make and give people good compliments. Amen. And then the last one is to compliment them about specific things. Hallelujah. Specific things. They say that if you want someone to repeat something, praise him on that very thing. They'll do it again. Do you understand? Yeah, if someone does something for you and you want them to repeat it, just praise them about that very thing they did, and they'll repeat it. You don't even have to ask them to do it again. They know you like it, and they like how you feel when they have been able to please you. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you do that, they will repeat what they did. And then the last one is to compliment them before others. To compliment them before others. Hallelujah. Everyone feels good when someone is talking about how good they are, not just to them, but to others. Do you understand? And that makes everyone feel good. So learn these seven simple steps. Did I give you seven? Yeah, seven very simple steps that are going to help you to connect easily with people and to make your world a better place. Enrich your world with the variety that God has created and make your world a much better place than it is right now. Say amen. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Hallelujah. All right. See, God doesn't like it when he creates something and you look down on what he has created. Can you imagine how you would feel if you cooked something and someone comes and they look down on what you have cooked that tastes nice to you and that looks beautiful to you? Do you understand? God also doesn't like it when we despise people he has created, when we despise things he has made. Amen. So I want you to bow your heads this morning and begin to pray and say, Lord, help me, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, for discriminating, for looking down on people, especially people that you send to your house. Because I understand that you don't only send a certain type of people. You send great people. You send small people. You send rich people. You send poor people. Different places they come from. Different nationalities. But they are all your people. And we must not practice the faith with partiality or with favoritism. Enlarge our hearts. Give us the kind of heart that God has, that we may be like you, that we may be truly your children in the name of Jesus. Bless us, O God, this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessing in the name of Jesus. Everybody sing, I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you work through. Everybody sing the song again, very simple song.
I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you were.
Everybody close your eyes, and if you're here this morning and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me because I want to give my life to Jesus. I recognize that I'm a sinner, but I do believe that God loves me and he gave his son to die for me. And I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior this morning. Just lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Is there anybody here like that saying, pray with me because I want to be sure about my relationship with God this morning. I want to have a relationship with God that works. I want to be serious with my life and God. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anybody here like that? Thank you, Lord, for your blessing this morning. Okay, why don't we all just say this prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
we thank you for our salvation.
Thank you for our salvation.
Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I want to be like you.
I want to be like you.
I want to be more and more like you. Every day more and more like Jesus. Say, help me to love people. Help me not to discriminate. Help me not to look down on who you have created. But help me to accept and embrace people as you have made them. And help me to love them. Fill my heart with the love that God has for all people everywhere. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Wow. Are you blessed today? Wow. Look at your neighbor and say to the person, I may be different from you,